Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something that can really tear through a DNB arrangement, a layer jungle Hoover stab for rag-infused chaos in Ableton Live 12. Now, this is not just about making a noisy synth hit. The goal here is to build a stab that feels like part of the drum arrangement. It should punch, answer the groove, and carry that old-school jungle tension, but still leave room for the kick, snare, break edits, and sub. That balance is the whole game. So first, load up a simple drum loop. I want kick, snare, and a break edit running, plus your bass or sub if you have it ready. This is important because we are designing this sound in context, not in isolation. A stab that sounds huge on its own can fall apart in the mix if it sits on top of the snare or smothers the low mids. Create a new MIDI track and name it something like Jungle Hoover Stab. Think of this as your dedicated weapon rack. We are going to build it in layers, and each layer needs a job. The first layer is the core Hoover sound. For that, start with Wavetable. Use two saw-based oscillators or two detuned analog style shapes. Add a moderate unison spread, somewhere around 4 to 8 voices, but don't go full chaos yet. Keep the detune controlled. You want unstable and aggressive, not seasick. Shape the envelope like a proper stab. Fast attack, short decay, low sustain, and a short release. You're aiming for a sound that hits and disappears. If the envelope is too slow, it starts acting like a pad. If it's too long, it will step on the groove. That tight, percussive shape is what makes it work in drum and bass. Now add a little movement. You can use LFO or Envelope 2 to gently modulate Wavetable position or pitch. Keep it subtle. This is not supposed to wobble like a bass patch. It just needs enough internal motion to feel alive, like an unstable rave synth with attitude. Next, build the bite layer. This layer is all about forward aggression. Duplicate the source, or make a second layer with operator or another Wavetable instance. Use a simpler waveform, maybe a saw or a sine with a touch of FM-style edge. Keep the envelope even shorter than the core. Then process that layer with saturator and a bit of overdrive. Add an EQ and high pass it so it lives in the upper and mid-range territory. You do not want this layer fighting the sub. You want it to help the stab cut through dense drums and distorted bass. This is the part that makes it read on smaller speakers too. Now for the chaos layer. This is where we bring in the rag-infused personality. You can use simpler with a chopped vocal hit, a noise burst, or a tiny texture sample from your own resampling. If you use a vocal, keep it very short. Trim it down to the first consonant or vowel attack. It should feel like a flash of toasting energy, not a full vocal phrase. If you're using noise instead, high-pass it aggressively. You can also use auto-filter to briefly open the top end on the attack. The idea is to add a quick burst of life at the front of the stab. That little bit of texture is what gives it the jungle identity and makes it feel less like a generic synth staccato. Now group these layers together and treat them like one instrument. This is a big teacher tip. Think in layers of function, not just layers of sound. One layer should give you pitch identity. One layer should give you aggression. One layer should give you readable attack. If two layers are doing the same thing, you're just wasting headroom. On the group bus, add a glue compressor. Keep it gentle. A little bit of gain reduction is enough. You're aiming to glue the layers together, not flatten them. Then use a QA to clean up boxiness around the low mids if needed, and tame a harshness if the stab gets too sharp in the upper mids. Utility is also useful here, especially for checking mono compatibility and controlling width. At this stage, check the stab three ways, soloed, in the full drum loop, and in mono at low volume. This is one of the best habits you can build. If it only sounds good soloed, it is probably too wide, too busy, or too complex. In a real track, it needs to survive the full rhythm section. Also, leave a hole for the snare transient. That is huge. A jungle stab usually works better if it comes just after the main drum hit, not directly on top of it. Even a tiny timing offset can make the whole phrase feel more intentional and more powerful. Once the layered sound feels good, resample it. This is where things get fun. Record a few one-shot hits at different velocities, then pick the best take and commit it to audio. Resampling gives you way more control. You can slice it, reverse it, stutter the tail, or commit the distortion and filter character into a single usable audio file. That also makes the sound feel more like a classic jungle sample hit. Now drop that audio or MIDI version back into the arrangement and write the rhythm like a drum phrase, not a melody line. This is the advanced mindset here. The stab should answer the groove. Try placing it after the snare, on the offbeat, or as a call and response with the bass line. Think punctuation, not lead line. For example, you might use a sparse stab in the first 8 bars, then bring it in more actively later in the drop. You could use one hit on bar 12 and another on bar 16 as punctuation, or you can build a little two-hit call and response with the bass. The point is to make it feel like the drums are playing the stab, not the other way around. Now let's add motion across the arrangement. Use automation sparingly and with intention. Open the filter slightly over the last two bars before a section change. Add extra reverb only on the final stab before a drop, or automate a bit of extra resonance for tension before a fill. You want movement that supports the arrangement, not constant motion that distracts from the groove. A good trick is to automate a high-pass sweep on the texture layer during a build. That can create a coming-through-the-fog effect without cluttering the mix. You can also automate unison width later in the track, so the first stab is tighter and the repeated stab feels bigger. That kind of escalation works really well in darker DNB. When you mix the stab, remember that this is not the foundation. The sub stays king. Keep the low end out of the stab, unless you intentionally want a tiny low mid body for impact. High pass it if needed. Cut around 250 to 400 HC if it gets boxy, and watch the 3 to 4.5 kHC zone if it starts fighting the snare crack or hat energy. Don't overcompress it. DNB needs space for the transients. The stab should hit hard, then get out of the way. If you overcook the compression, the drums lose their punch and the whole section gets smaller instead of bigger. If you want extra grime, resample through saturation and trim the result tightly. That commitment often sounds more authentic than endless live tweaking. You can also make a parallel crushed copy if you want density without destroying the main transient. Blend it in quietly underneath the clean version. Here's another advanced move. Split the patch into front and body. Put the transient or noise in one chain and the synth body in another. That lets you automate them separately and place the stab more precisely in the mix. It also makes it easier to create a proper reggae style attack without ruining the core Hoover punch. And if you want to push the old school jungle flavor even further, layer a tiny filtered break hit under the stab. Just a little snare crack or hat tick can glue it to the drums and make it feel like it belongs in the breakbeat world. Now, for the arrangement. Use the stab as a response element. Let the vocal or MC chop speak first, then answer with the stab. Or reverse it. Stab first, vocal reply after. That call and response energy is a massive part of raga and jungle tension, and it keeps the drop feeling alive. Also, don't make every stab identical. Use velocity as an arrangement tool. A slightly weaker anticipation hit can make the next one feel much heavier. Alternate between dry, dirty, and damaged versions. Maybe one stab is full and bright, the next is stripped down, and the next has a reverse tail. That contrast keeps the ear engaged. At the end of the process, save your setup as an instrument rack or an audio template. Map macros to the important controls. Detune, filter cutoff, byte layer level, texture amount, width, and drive. That gives you fast variation when you're writing new tracks. So the recap is simple. Build the stab in layers. Keep each layer focused on a specific role. Resample early and place it rhythmically like a drum element. Control the low mids. Keep the core short and unstable and use automation to create tension rather than constant movement. If you get that balance right, the stab will feel like it's tearing through the drums instead of sitting on top of them. For your practice, make three versions of the same stab, one clean core version, one raga chaos version with vocal or noise attack, and one darker switch up with more aggressive filtering and a reverse tail. Then test them against the same drum loop in mono and at low volume. The version that still feels heavy, readable and musical in that test is the keeper. That's your jungle Hoover stab. Now go make it bite, make it speak, and make it hit like a proper DNB weapon.